From Tidbits on February 15th, 2016, this is Microsoft MUM on Office Accreditation Program Future by Adam C. Angst. Here's one for those of you who are Apple consultants or IT professionals. For the past few years, Microsoft has offered the Microsoft Office for Mac and iOS Accredited Support Professional Program, consisting of a half-day of training and evaluation and culminating in an accreditation for those who passed the exam. The program was popular with technical folks who found it useful for reviewing Office features and capabilities, learning key troubleshooting tactics, and getting a chance to talk directly with Microsoft reps. The accreditation is well regarded as a tool for self-promotion, too, since it has helped consultants demonstrate Office expertise to clients, and it gave enterprise IT support engineers a leg up when applying for a raise or promotion. Historically, the program has been offered in advance of the Mac Tech events that take place around the country. But when the schedule for the Mac Tech Pro 2016 series was announced, Microsoft made no mention of the accreditation program. I reached out to Microsoft and was given this statement a week later. Microsoft remains committed to IT pros on the Mac platform, and we recognize that the accreditation program has historically proved an important venue. We're in the process of evaluating options for 2016, but don't have anything to share at this time. We will keep you posted as we learn more. Simultaneous with my January 29th article, concerned users started a thread on Microsoft's community forums to praise the program and ask what was happening with it in the future. As with Apple's community forums, there's no way to know if anyone from Microsoft actually reads them, and no Microsoft representative has weighed in there. When I pressed Microsoft's PR reps for a timeline on when more details might be forthcoming, I was told simply there was nothing additional to share and that I would be notified if there were. Frankly, it sounds like Microsoft is suffering from some serious internal confusion about what's going on. It would make no sense for Microsoft to choose this year to pull back on the program, given that we've now seen releases of Office for the iPad, iPhone, and Mac. Dropping the program would send the message that Microsoft may make Mac and iOS software, but it's not committed to the larger Apple community. Should anything change, we'll be sure to let you know. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link at the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Apple News, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.